All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. It took almost to the end of July, but the Los Angeles Lakers have finally found themselves a head coach, and he is a very familiar face to the people of Southern California. The Lakers have announced that they will hire Byron Scott as their 25th head coach in Laker franchise history. Now, of course, Scott played 14 years in the NBA, and he was a pretty good shooting guard. He played 11 of those seasons in Los Angeles, and for his NBA playing career, he was a guy that scored over 15,000 points. Now, Scott began his head coaching career in the 2000-2001 NBA season with the New Jersey Nets. He led the Nets in both 2002 and 2003 to their only NBA Finals appearances. And on top of that, he took the New Orleans Hornets to the postseason in 2008 and 2009. He was the NBA's Coach of the Year for the 2007-2008 NBA season. Now, he spent from 2011 to 2013, he was the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. He was unable to get things turned around in Cleveland, but he's hoping for a better end result and with his time now as he's going to be coaching the Lakers. Now, aside from just playing for the Lakers for 11 seasons, Scott understands the tradition and the expectations of the purple and gold. He was a member of three championship teams with the Lakers during the 1980s, and now he has to come in and get things righted for this Laker team. Now, you look at this Lakers squad, of course, you have an aging Kobe Bryant at shooting guard. Kobe's going to be 36 years old next summer. He's coming off of knee and Achilles problems, and you really cannot expect Kobe to be the guy that he was 5 years ago. Mentally, Kobe's going to go out there, and he wants to be that guy, but at the end of the day, he's still a 36-year-old basketball player. Now, the Chicago Bulls did use their amnesty on Carlos Boozer. The Lakers picked him up to play power forward. The Lakers used the 7th overall pick of the past spring's NBA draft on power forward Julius Randle. So you can guarantee that Boozer's going to be there as a starter, but Randle is going to be one of the first guys that comes off of the bench. You have Steve Nash, who's another old player. He's at 40 years old. He's going to be the point guard for the Lakers, but the Lakers also did acquire point guard Jeremy Lin from the Houston Rockets. Now, I don't see Lin or Nash being on the Lakers roster long term. And the one thing with Byron Scott, he needs a point guard and an outstanding point guard to run his system. We saw it with the Nets with Jason Kidd. The same could be said during his time with the Hornets. He had Chris Paul, and you know he was trying to get Kyrie Irving to get to that level with the Cleveland Cavaliers, but unfortunately, it just was unable to work out. Now, the Lakers are trying to rebuild. They may not come out and say that to you, but that is what the Lakers have to deal with right now. They are going to get lost in the shuffle in this upcoming season in the Western Conference. You have too many dominating teams out there. You look at the San Antonio Spurs, the Houston Rockets, the Dallas Mavericks, the Memphis Grizzlies, Portland Trail Blazers, and Oklahoma City Thunder, just to name a few. These are the teams that the Lakers are going to have to run through with if they want to make the postseason in the upcoming NBA season. At the end of the day, this Laker team, with what they have now and with what Scott has to work with, can be thankful if they're able to win 35 games. You have to be a realist with this basketball team. Like I said before, Kobe Bryant is an older player right now, folks. That's the bottom line. Scott is going to try to get his system into place, and until he gets himself a viable point guard, it's really not going to work the way that he or everybody else involved with the Lakers wants the system to go. But I guarantee you, it won't take long. It may not be this year, but it will not take long before Byron Scott gets things turned around with the Los Angeles Lakers. Folks, I want to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.